Hello, this is Mildred Lynn McDonald, and welcome to Soul Nudge Creates interview series. Have you ever wondered what it would be like to step away from your life and jump into a new you half a world away? Shelley Monahan did it. In September, she boarded a plane for Buenos Aires, Argentina, tango shoes in tow, and never looked back. Let's find out how Shelley found the courage to follow her heart, and perhaps she'll share with us a few fun life lessons that she's learned along the way. Shelley, welcome, and thank you for joining us.
Muchas gracias, Mildred. It's great to be here.
Muchas gracias means...
Thank you very much.
Ah, I'm liking it. Now, Shelley, what would you say? Let's imagine there's a fellow Newfoundlander, a lovely lady sitting in Newfoundland on the rocky shores of Newfoundland, wanting to make a change in her life, to step out of her comfort zone. And this could be someone, anybody across Canada. What would you like to say to them?
Well, sister, if I can do it, you can do it. I think, Mildred, you have to realize I was a very structured person, black and white, patterned as pattern can be, stripes.
Like a zebra.
Like a zebra, exactly. And a couple of years ago, I would never have thought about like taking a year out of my life, a year out of my work plan, a year out of paying down on my house to make the leap to another country without even knowing the language, without knowing I would make friends there or not. And I think I realized, you know, within a couple of months of my journey that the universe was there and it supported me. And the experiences that I received just kept me moving from day to day, week to week.
I know our listeners would love to know, how does it feel to make this type of a choice?
It felt life-affirming.
Okay.
Because I was out there meeting people who were making changes in their lives as well. So we built a support network for each other.
Okay, now, Shelley, this is the other question I'm dying to ask. A lot of people, when they're living their lives, have what's called internal dialogue. Sometimes it's positive, like, oh, man, aren't I great? And sometimes it's negative or around the lines of, I'm not worthy, I don't deserve this, I'll never be able to do this. What messages did you tell yourself in the midst of this change?
I think I told myself before leaving on that 12, 13-hour flight that it was time to do it. If not now, when? And that I absolutely deserved it. It was something that that was on my life path.
And how many times did you have to repeat that to yourself?
Many. And you know something? It wasn't just me, Mildred. I had close friends telling me, actually pushing me on that plane that day.
Now, Shelley, in order to step away from your life in Canada and go to Argentina, you would be shifting on all cylinders, mind, body, spirit, emotion, and dream. And what many people don't realize is when you're shifting, there's a tendency to close yourself off until you reach higher ground. Now, from my understanding, when you went to Argentina, you went with open arms. Can you share with people how that impacted the people you attracted and the events you attracted into your life by taking that approach?
I sure can. Well, I arrived back in Canada in December, and I still wanted to keep that spirit of Argentina alive because I knew I would be going back. I knew in my heart I would be going back. And living in Ottawa, Ottawa is pretty close to Montreal, and I found out that Montreal is actually one of the tango capitals of North America.
Oh, my heavens. Mm-hmm. Olé.
Olé. So it was nothing to jump into the car for a weekend trip to Montreal. So I did that a couple of times, get into the swing of things and to learn some more tango there.
And when you were down there, Shelley, you were sharing with me earlier, and I know people want to hear about this, like you actually learned how to speak Argentine Spanish and you took cooking courses and wine courses. How did the people from Argentina, Buenos Aires specifically, react to a Canadian really embracing their culture?
Well, first of all, they wanted to know what a Canadian was doing in Buenos Aires in the first place.
Time to lose the snowshoes.
That's right. And after we got past the igloo and the minus 40 degree weather, we got into the real meat of the situation. No, they embraced the fact that I was learning their language. Within a couple of weeks of getting there, the communication is limited by hola, hello, and como estas, how are you? You want to get to know the people, really. So I did a really intensive course at the University of Buenos Aires. I went every day, every morning. And within 4 months, Mildred, I was speaking pretty well.
I'm very enticed here. You're inviting a group of Canadian women to go to Argentina with you in the fall to experience what you did a couple of years ago. And it's called Argentine Adventure Chin Chin. Tell us about that.
Well, when I was down there, I was talking to people and explore the idea of bringing down a group of fun-loving Canadian women to experience what I did. I absolutely fell in love with the country and I fell in love with the people. And the more I talked to local people about it, the more they love the idea. So yes, indeed, we're planning a 15-day tour of exciting, exotic Buenos Aires, and then we'll be traveling to West Coast Mendoza, the wine valley, which is beautiful.
Now, for the listeners out there, if you are enticed to go to Argentina, Shelley has a travel blog, and we'll be sharing the URL, the website for that, at the end of our time together today. But there's still spots available, I think. Shelley, are there?
Oh, there's a couple of openings that we can put in there, yes.
Oh, that's excellent. Now, Shelley, how has going to Argentina changed your perspective on life? Like, what is important to you now and what isn't important? And how's that shifted?
I think what shifted the most is that before going to Argentina, I worried about work, advancement of in work. I worried about car payments. I worried about house payments. But people are much more laid back in Argentina, much more philosophical.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So, and they're much less preoccupied with the physical things that we almost take for granted in Canada. It's more about family, sharing a meal, and being open with each other.
And how did this help your sense of self and well-being? Being in an environment where you were, it sounds like you were truly valued and appreciated for being you, and that was it.
That's exactly what happened. It wasn't what level are you on your career path, what size is your house, how many cars do you have. It was more, Shelley, do you want to go out for dinner? And by my saying yes, it affirmed the friendship between us.
And I imagine you said yes a lot to going out to dinner and had many adventures.
Ooh, at least 4 or 5 times a week.
Oh, my heavens. Who could fit work in? And when you were down there, what were your hurdles? Like, what did you come up against where you said to yourself, I don't know if I can do this, or maybe I'm a little bit hesitant or cautious in this area? Like, where did you shift there?
People take people on face value. They wonder what kinds of things socially you have in common. What kind of music do you like? Where have you traveled? How adventurous are you? So it's more on the level of the spirit of the person.
Okay. Hey, Shelley, as you were changing in Argentina, what did you find were a couple of the big challenges that you had to overcome?
First of all, it was the reaching out. Mm-hmm. Reaching out to friends whenever I needed it and whenever they needed it. I kind of grew up in a family. It was a loving family, but often we wouldn't reach out to each other.
Okay.
To the point that, you know, we'd only answer the telephone. We wouldn't actually reach out and call somebody.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I found that in Argentina, what was happening to me is that because people were reaching out to me so much, it shifted that pattern.
Okay.
And I started calling them, emailing them, text messaging them. And plus, that helped me arrange my social calendar for a week down the road.
Now, when you would first meet someone in Argentina, and maybe this would extend to South America, I know here in Canada we say, you know, hi, this is my name, and what do you do, and where are you from? What would that conversation look like there?
They don't fall into that social trap, actually, mm-hmm. because I think they realize that even though a person is something, they might not even enjoy what that is.
Okay.
Yeah. So what happens in Argentina is that I was often asked, so what's a Canadian doing in Argentina? And that was pretty special because I got to give my perspective to them. And I would ask them, you know, what are your top 5 travel destinations in Argentina? Because those are things that I was interested in. So we went beyond the standard, what do you do for a living? Where do you work? Where do you live?
And when people would ask you, what is a Canadian doing in Argentina? What would you say?
I would smile and I would say, estoy viviendo, which means I'm living.
I'm living in Argentina. I love it.
And you know, I think I kept saying it because I love their reaction. They would just smile, twinkle in the eye, because they got it. They understood.
Yes. Now, Shelley, now that you've been to Argentina, you're back to Canada for a visit, and once again, thank you for being here. What would you like to keep developing? Like, how would you keep the momentum moving?
Great question. I think what I discovered down there the most is what I like. What I don't like, what gives me energy? A road trip gives me energy on the weekend. Meeting new people for coffee gives me energy. I want to keep that alive. And I want to keep discovering those things about myself. Because there's a lot of things that are, I'm sure, deeply hidden still.
And what about for the single gals who are listening? What advice, what sage advice would you have to give to them?
I would say go down there, open your mind, open your spirit, your body a little. Your body will come along. You'll be well dressed, accessorized from head to toe.
Excellent. And then what did you want to develop, like in terms of your own qualities?
I'm a Libra, Mildred. So that means I have a challenge with balance. If I take on a work-related task, I'm in there head over heels. And often what happens is I forget my friends. I forget working out because I just become so involved in that. So I want to look at who I am and what I'm doing. I want to pull myself back so that there's a bit more balance in my life.
Now, Shelley, before we sign off, is there any words of wisdom or favorite quotes or inspirational message that you'd like to share with people across Canada?
I have a couple of quotes, Mildred, and one of my favorite is, a ship in port is safe, but that's not what ships are built for. Mm-hmm. And the other, on a more of a beautiful body level, is, I'd rather be looked over than overlooked.
Well, I think they're excellent words to sign off with. Thank you so much, Shelley. And if anybody would like to go to Shelley's travel blog, please go to www.appliedability.com. And this is Mildred Lynn McDonald. Thank you so much for joining us today for Soul Nudge Creates Interviews, and we'll look forward to informing and entertaining you again. Bye for now.